Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, a podcast for Canadian small businesses. We interview Canadian experts and entrepreneurs to provide expert insight into marketing, innovation, business leadership, technology, and trends that impact small businesses.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hello everyone, this is Kripa Anand and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where we explore the strategic insights and innovative approaches that empower Canadian entrepreneurs to build and grow successful ventures. Today we are diving into the critical world of payments, focusing on how a trusted Canadian-owned payment network is helping small businesses and consumers adapt to evolving financial behaviors. In today's fast-paced economy, where every transaction has a ripple effect on our local communities, understanding how to choose the right financial solutions is paramount. Our guest today brings extensive experience in brand, corporate communications, and integrated marketing to this vital mission. Joining us today is Lauren Mostowick, Head of Integrated Marketing and Communications at Interact Corp. Lauren leads the brand, corporate communications, and integrated marketing functions at Interact, one of the country's most trusted financial brands. With over 5 years in senior roles at Interact, she is a leader in issues management and has been instrumental in growing the brand's market presence and fostering partnerships with a focus on promoting secure, low-cost, real-time payment solutions. So before further ado, let's welcome the special guest. Lauren, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Kripa, thank you so much. It's so nice to be here.
Now, Lauren, Interact's summer spending snapshot provides a unique view into how Canadians are spending their money this season, right? That's so exciting. So let's start with your key findings. What did Interact's summer spending snapshot reveal about Canadians' financial priorities? And what key spending, you know, trends should small businesses focus on for the rest of the year? Please go ahead.
Thank you so much. Each year, we look at spending trends across the country. And this is because we have the privilege of being in every Canadian's pocket, whether that's on a card or on your phone. And that's not something a lot of brands can say. That allows us to take a bit of a macro view across the country and gain valuable insights that we can then turn into either opportunities for our small business customers, opportunities for our financial institution customers, or opportunities for Canadians. Mm-hmm. And what we thought about going into this summer season was, how are Canadians feeling about where they're spending their money? Have they made different choices in light of all of the geopolitical things that are happening in our world? And as it turns out, yes, they absolutely have. We surveyed Canadians coast to coast, as well as looking at our own transaction data. And what we have found is that Canadians want to spend local and they want to spend at their small businesses as a way to keep money in Canada and dive into that Build Canada Strong movement. Right. And some of the research that we found out is 78% of Canadians, which is a pretty big number, have shifted at least one transaction a month from an international retailer or a big box retailer to a small or local business.
Very
so
interesting.
That signals a great opportunity for small business owners in my eyes. And even more Canadians are also shifting more than one transaction a month. So you can really see that people are putting their money where their beliefs are.
Right.
And our transaction data backs that up. So over that summer spending period, we saw 15 million more debit transactions in 2025 than we did in 2024. So people are actually, they're putting that to use.
Wow, that's a vital overview, Lauren. It's clear that, you know, a data-driven approach to understanding consumer behavior is essential for small businesses to, you know, make informed decisions in the first place. And understanding the financial priorities and spending habits of Canadians is clearly a key to success for small business this summer and beyond. Thank you for highlighting that. Now, this summer, Interact launched Tap Canadian Initiative, right? This is a powerful message for small businesses and their customers, in fact, right? So how does Interact Debit benefit small businesses with lower transaction fee? Can you share, you know, how an independent restaurant owner used those savings to hire staff and source local ingredients as an example for our listeners?
Go ahead. Yes, I would love to do that. Interact was created as a low-cost acceptance solution for small businesses and for retailers. So in the playing field where we have a lot of international competitors, Interact was created to be that ready-made, steady-state, low-cost option for business owners. And I think that's such an important thing to remember. There's not a lot of countries in this world that have the kind of network and capabilities that Interact has that are so available to any Canadian with a bank account. So yeah. if we think about that, a small business owner who prioritizes accepting debit over, say, other payment methods is going to see a lower per transaction cost than those other sort of credit networks and so on. Mm-hmm. That over time really contributes to cash flow and to cash flow predictability. So when we were interviewing a number of different small business owners for this Tap Canadian campaign that you were just talking about, yeah, we met Leandro Baldessare, who runs Familia Baldessare, which mm-hmm. is an Italian kitchen and restaurant. And he was talking about how using Interact, whether that be e-transfer or debit, mm-hmm. is really critical to him because it allows him to see his cash flow in a much more certain light. And yeah, that will then allow him to say, okay, I know that I'm bringing in this much money. I'm not waiting for it to hit my bank account because it's debit. It's instant. And that tells me that I can either afford to hire a new staff member or potentially I want to expand my inventory. And I feel much more certainty now than I would if I were waiting on the cash flow realities of using some of those other
payments. Yeah, or the traditional model methods that are out there, right?
Exactly. And yeah, also if you consider by using debit, consumers and then in turn small business owners or any size business owner is yeah, keeping more money in Canada. Mm-hmm. We are a 100% Canadian, headquartered in Canada, using Canadian technology. Our tech stacks live here. All of that stays within the realm of the Canadian border. And I think that's yeah, something that many business owners often forget because payments are invisible.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, that's an incredible story right there, Lauren, because it beautifully illustrates how a simple payment choice can, you know, have significant ripple effects in a local community. Before we go any further, here's a special message for all of our listeners, especially all the Canadian entrepreneurs. Are you looking for ways to grow your business, save on transaction fee, and contribute to the health of your local economy? Learn from Lauren Mostowick, Head of Integrated Marketing and Communications at Interact Corp, about the Tap Canadian Initiative and how choosing Interact Debit can be a simple way to make a big impact. Now, coming back to you, Lauren, Interact is one of Canada's most trusted financial brands. This is a significant accomplishment in such a competitive market, I'd say. So how does trust influence Canadians' choice of financial services? And go ahead and explain, how does Interact build on that trust to support entrepreneurs and local economies while maintaining consistency in its messaging?
Happy to. We were named by Leger as Canada's most reputable financial services brand this year, which is an enormous accomplishment.
A huge congratulations for
Thank
that.
You. Thank you. That is a lot of work by a lot of people, both within the world where I work in marketing and communications. But yeah, honestly, at every part of the Interact organization, if there's one thing that I've noticed after working here for 6 years, people feel in this organization a great responsibility to what we offer to Canadians. Hmm. There's a pride that comes with knowing that every Canadian in their day-to-day life is going to use one of our products, kind of whether they like it or not. You know what I mean? If you want to pay your babysitter, you're going to pay that babysitter with e-transfer. You want to buy a coffee or a tap on to transit, you're likely to do that with your Interact debit card, yes. Which means that we have an incredible responsibility to be safe, reliable, and convenient every day, no matter where you are or what you're doing. And that requires constant vigilance. And it's only with that vigilance that we earn the trust from Canadians and that we keep that trust. So once we build that baseline, then the idea is, okay, how can we leverage that trust the Canadians have in us to help them see and choose our payment methods over any others?
Yeah.
Tap Canadian is really about explaining that to Canadians who may not know that we are 100% Canadian. And actually, some of our research demonstrated that as well. I think only slightly over half of Canadians know that Interact is a Canadian company. And I think that's because the brand punches above its weight. It sort of looks like, and it you
it's a global thing.
Yeah, you experience it as if everybody in the world might experience it this way too. But people don't know that we are 100% zeroed in on the Canadian market, and that's where we plan to stay.
Wow, you know, it's such a proud feeling when you, you know, say that it's a Canadian company.
It's true. I feel that way.
Right. And it's clear that, you know, trust in is a company's most valuable asset. And, you know, a cohesive narrative is key to building and maintaining it. Thank you so much, Lauren, for highlighting that. Now, the way Canadians move their money is constantly changing, right? With new payment solutions and digital platforms emerging every single day, especially with AI now into the framework.
Yes.
So how is Interact helping Canadian consumers and small businesses adapt to those, you know, evolving financial behaviors? Are there any specific innovations that, you know, you are seeing you guys are doing to, you know, ensure that secure, low-cost, real-time payments are being made? What's new there?
We are always watching the market trends and where Canadians are looking and expecting to experience their payment moments.
Yeah.
They want to reduce friction in their experiences. They're looking for omni-channel ways to spend their money. Interestingly, I mean, we have a number of different ways that we're creating omni-channel experiences, and I can talk about that. But yeah. I have always been a big believer that you need a little bit of friction in a payment moment so that you don't get caught off guard, so that you don't fall prey to scammers and scam artists. So Interact's objective is really to introduce just enough friction that gives you a moment to stop, scrutinize,
realize everything, what's going on, and right, then take a conscious decision. Yeah.
Make it a conscious decision. Have it be something that you've experienced over and over again. In the same way, so that you know that this is safe and reliable. But we are looking for ways to make that happen for Canadians on a bigger scale. So for instance, e-transfer for business, which has been around for a number of years now, but is really growing at quite a fast pace, is an opportunity for business owners to use e-transfer to either pay staff or pay invoices at a much higher daily limit or per transaction limit than they would have experienced as a consumer. Mm-hmm. That method of payment is growing quite a bit. And frankly, I'm surprised not everybody is using e-transfer to pay their staff, because it's instant. It goes straight into your bank account. All of that feels very obvious to me.
Yeah.
So e-transfer for business is growing quite a bit. Then you'll see debit on mobile is an enormous benefit to an on-the-go lifestyle. You want to tap onto transit, you want to tap right off again at the end of your Up Express journey. You can use your Interact debit card to do that. We've also introduced debit into Apple Pay. We've got, even tap to pay on iPhone allows you to accept payments directly on your phone.
One of
my colleagues, his son runs a lemonade stand every summer. And Matt turned his iPhone into a payment acceptance machine so that people in the neighborhood could just tap their debit card from their phone and send the money to his kids' lemonade stand. So we are making those different opportunities available. But one thing that's, I think, radically different for Interact in Canada than many other countries is that because we work with all of the banks, because we are embedded into all of the bank systems, we can create ubiquity at scale. So when you think about, say, the United States, there are regional banks that are the same size as Canada's banks, but they only service one small portion of the country. And they don't necessarily connect to another regional bank in another part of the country. So if you are trying to send money between those two banks, you can't, unless you have a third party who has taken that on. But with that comes increased liability and risk. We are able to bring those experience changing moments to Canadians at scale. And I think sometimes we take it for granted. We as Canadians, I mean, even me at Interact. Yeah.
No, definitely. You know, Interact is clearly a vital partner in helping Canadians and small businesses adapt to evolving financial behaviors and digital innovation, because more than anything, it's also a mindset shift. And you guys are making it so simple and so easy for everyone to use.
We're trying to. Anyway, so thank you.
Now, Lauren, you lead the brand, right? Corporate communications and integrated marketing functions at Interact, with a strong focus on developing channel strategies and, you know, fostering partnerships. So how do these functions work together to communicate Interact's strategy and brand? And say, if I were to give you a time machine right now and you were to travel 5 or 7 years into the future, when you get off that time machine, how exactly do you see Interact evolving?
Oh, such a great question. I could talk about this for 25 minutes, but I won't. I'll keep it short. First of all, I would say, by taking on the small business audience as a primary audience for us, we're going up against some really big competitors. I mean, you and I can both think about a credit card company out there who talks about small businesses all the time. And I've got to tell you, they have way bigger budgets than we do. They have way bigger scale than we do. But we said to ourselves, it's crazy to let anyone else be the voice of small business in Canada than Interact, because as a low-cost option for small businesses, as a relatively small business ourselves, we're not as big as any of the other credit networks. We should be the face of small business in Canada. And we've just tried to put our elbows up and get in there with really great creative opportunities, really relevant functional tips and passion for the success of small business in Canada. So my hope is that that continues to grow. Wow. When I think about your question about the time machine, where I hope we get to in 5 to 7 years at the end of this time machine journey, is all Canadians, whether you're a consumer or a small business owner or a big business owner or a government decision maker, you see Interact as the center, the nucleus of an ecosystem that transfers both money and data between multiple players. I think we will see in relatively short order the ability for organizations to connect to each other in ways that they simply cannot do today. And they will be able to do that because Interact sits in the middle as a reliable, trusted, secure transferring unit of information and money. So I hope once I get out of that time machine that when I say the word Interact to people, they say, oh, it's my everything company.
Wow, you've painted quite a picture there, Lauren. It's clear that your leadership is a driving force for positive change in Canada's financial ecosystem, and we can just thank you for everything that you do. Before we let you go, if there's one piece of final advice that you have for our listeners today, something that you want them to remember about confidently navigating the business's financial culture, what would you tell them and why?
I would tell them that how you pay is as important as where you shop. So local business owners, small business owners should feel confident knowing that people want to spend with them. Yes. They want to support Canadian business owners. What those business owners can do is then turn around and prioritize the spending method, the payment method that keeps more money in Canada and keeps more money in their pockets. Yeah. So don't miss out on that opportunity to shift the mindset of your customers.
Wow, that's a powerful and actionable message, Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing your time, expertise, and vision with us. It was an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
All right, that was an insightful conversation with Lauren Mostowick, Head of Integrated Marketing and Communications at Interact Corp, on the critical role of a trusted and secure internet in empowering Canadian businesses and fostering digital innovation, the impact of TAP Canadian Initiative and Interact's vision for the future. To all of our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more expert insights and resources that can help your business thrive. And lastly, a very special thank you to our podcast partners, RBC, UPS, A1 Global College, ADP, and Google for their ongoing commitments to empowering Canadian SMEs. Until next time, keep innovating and striving for success, and we'll see you in the next episode. Kripa Anand signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Canadian SME Podcast. Please visit CanadianSME.ca to subscribe. And join us next again as we share more expert advice from Canadian business leaders.